You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome back. Another week of Cardinals talk here, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jen Langosch. And, Jen, it's amazing to me. I saw that the Cardinals did give up a run on Sunday, at least. In fact, it didn't really work out on Sunday, but it's hard to, I guess, put a cloud or a dark lining or anything behind what has been going on with his Cardinals pitching staff. And I guess that the shutout streak had to end eventually.
Yeah, I mean, with 38 consecutive scoreless innings, I mean, you went back to Wednesday was the last time they allowed a run until the third inning on Sunday. So, the talk around here for the last couple months has been, can the pitching staff kind of maintain and keep up what they're doing? And, a lot of people thought that there might be some regression at some point. Well, here we are in the second week of August, and this pitching staff is as good as it's ever been. You look at the starters, the ERA is all below 3, all 5 starters, obviously with Jaime Garcia healthy again. He's really been a boost for the group. So this will continue to be a club kind of pulled by its pitching. Its bullpen has been pretty good, had a little blip on Sunday, but the bullpen has been sensational. And the offense is here and there. So it's really kind of stayed consistent from season start till now, and it is. It's pretty remarkable what this pitching staff is putting up. When you look historically, too, and they've got the chance to be the best starting rotation that baseball has seen since about 1970. So historic stuff going on here.
Oh, man, since 1970. I didn't realize that we're going that far back to find a comparable staff. Who was it, 1970?
Oh, that's a good question that you're now testing my memory. So I'm going to have to get back to you on that.
Okay, it might be the Orioles or something like that. But it is amazing what they've been able to do. And as you mentioned, even the bullpen, you look at Trevor Rosenthal or Segrist's ERAs, right around 1.5. I mean, it is pretty stout. And yet you mentioned the offense, it's doing what it's done. It's just sort of kind of enough to get by, enough to keep winning at a ridiculous rate, with the exception lately of Matt Carpenter. And I guess he's just caught fire. What has been the magic with Carpenter lately?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, his run correlates to him going back into that leadoff spot at the end of July. If you ask him, he's not sure that there's necessarily a correlation there between where he hits and the production that comes. But you look at his last 10 games, 7 home runs. We're seeing the Matt Carpenter that we saw throughout the month of April. Somebody who's hitting, the extra base hits are piling up, the power is showing again, he's extending those at-bats, kind of the typical Matt Carpenter approach. So, it's no secret that in recent years, this team, as Matt Carpenter goes, this team goes as well. So with him getting on base in that top spot, and I don't anticipate, the Cardinals making any changes with him at this point. I think, why fix something that isn't broken? We're going to see him as the leadoff hitter that he thinks he can be again. And, certainly he went through, really the worst period of his career this summer, and he did think, coming out of the All-Star break, he felt things starting to click again. It kind of all came together when he moved back to the leadoff spot, but he believes that it probably would have come together regardless at some point. But what he does to kind of ignite this offense is really special. And I know the Cardinals and Cardinal fans were disappointed maybe with the lack of moves offensively that this team made at the trade deadline, but I'd argue that the biggest move they could have made was getting Matt Carpenter back into form. And again, over the last 10 days, he really has come back.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Those can feel like acquisitions. It's like a new guy. And then, of course, Stephen Piscotty, his call up has served the team well. I mean, he continues to swing the bat well. I thought initially the idea was maybe, right, that he could be some kind of a solution at first, but it seems like he's destined to be an outfielder.
Yeah, things changed certainly with Matt Holliday's status. I think if we had seen, Matt Holliday stay healthy, then there would have been an opportunity for Stephen Piscotty to get some playing time at first base. But right now, with kind of an indefinite opening in left field, the thought is, put him in the outfield where he's certainly much more comfortable. There's a hole to be filled there. And then you have Brandon Moss and Mark Reynolds also, in play. Both can play the outfield, but for right now, we're seeing them rotate with Moss getting most of the time at first base. So, yeah, I mean, I think everybody likes what they've seen from Stephen so far. I think, at least to me, the thing that has stood out is just the quality of at bats. I mean, here's a guy who, in his first couple weeks up at the big leagues, doesn't look overmatched. He puts together really good quality at bats. We're seeing some of the power production that he had, hoped to get out of changes to his swing over the winter and during the spring. So He, when you look at maybe what they did and add at the trade deadline, certainly adding Stephen Piscotty the second half of July has been a boost to this offense.
Yeah. And Jim, you've seen some pretty good Cardinals teams. I mean, so have fans there in St. Louis, low these many years. This has been a franchise that has known how to win baseball games. And I know people weren't thrilled by the moves or lack thereof at the trade deadline, but geez, I mean, they keep winning, and they have such command, it seems, of this division. How would you compare this team? You know, do you have a sense that they really need anything? I mean, you're not going to get much, and obviously they're winning a lot of games with what they've got. I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, I'm not sure I understand why anyone would have any issues with the way they handled the trade deadline.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly, and I know General Manager John Mozeliak certainly wanted to balance this idea of, you know, this team is rolling right along. Why, like you mentioned, kind of create and shuffle and make all this change for something that clearly is working? You know, I think here in St. Louis, again, with the pitching staff having been as dominant as it's been, you still see the Cardinals lose, you know, a lot of low-scoring kind of tight games, and the thought is, man, if they could just get a hitter or two and improve this offense, they could really take off. That being said, I think if you even just look back the last 5 years at some of the moves Mozeliak has made in July, they haven't been blockbuster-type moves. And you're talking a couple years ago, the addition of a guy like Edward Mujica, kind of an under-the-radar reliever who then becomes their closer. I mean, you look last year at some, at the time, unpopular deals and trading away Alan Craig and Joe Kelly to get a John Lackey and what he meant to the team down the stretch last year and into this year. So, you know, this, it's really not the MO of this team to shake things up. It's more to fill holes. They still very much prioritize filling holes internally, which, again, we're seeing with the Stephen Piscotty move. So, yeah, I mean, certainly there are deficiencies, and we can nitpick this team to death if we wanted to. But the reality is, I mean, they were the first team to 70 wins by a wide margin. They've held the division lead since the second week of the season. So, you know, how much do you really want to change when things are working quite well?
Yeah, never trouble, as my grandmother used to always say. But speaking of trouble, Pirates coming to town on Tuesday. And I mean, look, I'm not saying that the Pirates are going to upset any apple carts necessarily, but if there's one team that is a little too close to camp, at least from the Cardinals' perspective, it would be the Pirates. And this is going to be a big series. I got to believe, you know, there are moments, right, in every year that are sort of highlight moments. And I got to believe Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, those are going to be some pretty intense evenings out there at Busch.
Yeah, no, this is a huge series here. You look at the Pirates and Cardinals have 9 games left against one another. The first 6 of those are going to be here in St. Louis, the series, as you mentioned, coming up this week, and then one at the beginning of September. And then the Cardinals actually close the season on a road trip that runs through Pittsburgh. So you kind of highlight that as what could be a really exciting series. But so these two teams, not only have they played each other very tight the last couple of years, but you just think about the games they've played this year. You look back to the previous series with the Pirates in town, 3 walk-off extra inning wins for the Cardinals. Then you look at last month, what the Pirates were able to do with a pair of come-up-from-behind walk-off wins against the Cardinals in Pittsburgh. So this has really become something special. You know, the Pirates are certainly within striking distance. With the sweep that they had of the Dodgers, they come in only 5 games out. If they can win a series here, all of a sudden maybe they change the complexion of this race. So, you know, on the Cardinals side, they figure if they can win a series, then maybe they can kind of create that space that they've been looking for a while. So, huge series. You know, it's exciting to kind of see what this rivalry has become the last few years.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, not because the Cardinals, look, everybody's chasing the Cardinals all the time. But it's fun to see the Pirates, perhaps as that team. And that might not be a popular sentiment in St. Louis, but you know, it's fun to have a villain, right? A team that's on the tail, a team that you have to be concerned about and focus your energies on. And I think for this year, that the Pirates are that team.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, and it's funny here to have kind of watched the fans' reaction to the Pirates. You think back a couple years ago, and there were a good number of Cardinal fans who thought it was kind of cool that the Pirates were in things again. Oh, you know, here's a new team. It's kind of exciting. Well, now all of a sudden, you know, there's a worry about this team and a respect factor that what the Pirates have done is build a team that can contend consistently against the Cardinals. So I think the other thing, you know, that kind of stands out, you look at the Pirates coming to town this week, and it's the start of a pretty tough schedule for the Cardinals. I mean, they have the Pirates and the Giants on this homestand, then they have 10 games out west, Then they come back. They welcome back the Nationals and the Pirates again. So, you know, you look at the last 3 or 4 weeks, the schedule that the Cardinals had was very favorable. A lot of games against the Reds, the Brewers, the Rockies came to town. Now all of a sudden it gets a little bit tougher. So how the Cardinals tread through that, I think, is going to kind of determine how much of a cushion they might have going into September.
Yeah, the dog days of August, Jen. It's going to be kind of fun. Enjoy the series. I think it's just going to be a blast, and I can't wait to talk more about it next week. Have a great week.
Thanks, Dave. And it was the Orioles, 2.53 ERA in 1972.
Nice, nice. We got something out of this one. That was awesome. Hi, Jen. Have a great one.
And you for you.
Yeah, you're the source. You're the source, Jen. All right.
Thank you.
Jen Langosch, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.